This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The American Academy of Pediatrics wants to keep soft drinks out of schools. A study finds U.S. teenagers are more obese than teenagers in other industrialized countries. And perhaps you made a New Year's resolution to lose some weight, now somehow forgotten on this sixth day of the year. Dieting is one of the easiest ideas to get and one of the toughest to realize. On Tuesdays this month, NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg takes food as the theme for her series of conversations.
Sure, it's a little perverse to talk about food while you may be trying to lose weight, but the following chat is designed to be helpful. The expert is not named Atkins or South Beach or even Mr. Zone. He is Walter Willett, and he's chairman of the Department of Nutrition at the Harvard School of Public Health. Thanks so much for talking with us, Dr. Willett. What is the biggest trap, do you think, that people fall into when they try to lose weight?
Probably the biggest trap has been that it's just reducing fat intake in the diet that counts, and we can eat all the carbohydrates we want and it won't make us fat. Unfortunately, that was the main message nutritionists were giving Americans during the last decade.
Well, sure. And in fact, I and you too probably know plenty of people who lost a good deal of weight following that prescription. I know somebody who lost 40 pounds with no butter, no oil.
Well, the problem is that most people can lose weight on almost any diet for the short run, but it's really the long term that counts. And the sad experience is most people who lose weight rapidly on some extreme diet, one or another extreme diet, tend to gain that back, and by a year are very often to where they started with in the beginning or even a little bit heavier.
Mm-hmm. Well, just help us sort of sort through all the conflicting isms, you know, the proteins versus the carbs. Atkins says, for instance, love your proteins. So what is wrong with that?
There is some element of truth in some of these diets. For example, I think we do have to give Dr. Atkins credit that many people, not everybody, but many people do find it easier to control their weight by cutting down on carbohydrates. Unfortunately, some of these low-carbohydrate diets have advocated large amounts of beef and sausage and butter, and that's not an overall healthy diet. We do have to be concerned about heart disease and cancer and other things that are related to high intake of red meat and animal fats the diet. But again, I think we have to really emphasize here, we are looking for a way of eating, not necessarily a diet where you lose a lot of weight in a short run, but a diet that helps us maintain weight for the long run and that we can remain healthy at the same time.
You, Dr. Willett, were involved in producing the Harvard Medical School Guide to Healthy Eating a few years back. The book was called Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy. And the work that you all have done really takes the USDA food pyramid and turns it on its head, that pyramid we all studied in elementary school. The USDA put white bread and carbs at the pyramid's wide, eat a lot of it bottom. But the Harvard pyramid rests on a lot of whole grain foods and also on vegetable oil.
The base of our caloric intake should come from healthier forms of carbohydrate, and that means the whole grain, high fiber forms of carbohydrate, and healthier forms of fat, meaning mostly fats that have come from vegetable products, vegetable oils, nuts, avocados, things like that, and moderate amounts of poultry and fish. All of those can be part of a healthy diet.
But I thought nuts were full of fat and to be avoided.
Well, nuts have gotten a bad rap, unfortunately. They are high in fat, but it turns out that nuts are almost entirely healthy forms of fat. In fact, we've seen that people who eat nuts on most days of the week actually have lower risks of heart disease and type 2 diabetes.
But they could have fatter hips.
You can eat too much of any good thing. But the interesting thing is study after study has found that people who eat more nuts actually do not weigh more than people who don't eat nuts. And they are very satisfying. And I think if a food is satisfying, it means we'll remain satisfied longer and not go running out for a snack.
Why is it that we have such a weight problem in this country? Because, you know, it's very rare to see an obese French person or someone from China or someone from Kenya.
There is no single simple answer to this question. It's a convergence of many factors, one being that we are much less active than we used to be. Study after study has actually shown that the number of hours of television watching per day is the strongest correlate of how fat a person is, and that applies to children and adults as well. But the food supply does have a lot to do with it. We have a food industry that has spent tens of billions of dollars trying to exploit our every weakness in terms of saltiness and sweetness and sexiness of the packaging. And you put all these things together, and it's no secret that it adds up to a growing population.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Dr. Walter Willett is head of the Department of Nutrition at the Harvard School of Public Health. He is professor of medicine at the Harvard Medical School, and he produced the 2001 bestseller Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy. Bon appetit to you, doctor.
Bon appetit to you.
I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.